The World Cup is a springboard for evangelism around the world. U.S. Secretary of State issues a challenge to Christians in the U.S., and a used Christian resource ministry helps stem the AIDS pandemic with Christian books. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The worldwide craze of the World Cup is being used by all to accomplish their goals. Teachers in Argentina are using it to teach geography. Book of Hope International is using it to help proclaim the gospel. Book of Hope's Richard Luna says they've reproduced their Book of Hope, The Story of Jesus for Young People, to include World Cup facts.
It draws the person into the life of Jesus through this passion for the World Cup. For those that are World Cup fans, and we also have for the ladies that are not World Cup fans, we also have a book for them.
Their Plan 10 strategy encourages teens to pray for 10 friends, give them the Book of Hope, and then invite them to Hope Fest. Luna tells us about their latest Hope Fest.
In this festival, the youth of the church invited about 3,000 youth. It was filled to the brim. What they do is they present soccer players. The presentation of the gospel is done in very dynamic ways, and then many come to the feet of Jesus.
They expect to distribute 1 million books of hope this year in Argentina alone. Next, the United States, and specifically Christians, must remain engaged in what's happening around the world. That was the challenge issued by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to 12,000 evangelicals at the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention. Missionaries with SBC's International Mission Board are already doing that, compassionately reaching out physically, which is allowing evangelism and church planning to expand worldwide. Pray for continued effectiveness. You're listening to Mission Network News. China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland notes a shift in China's church body that could mean a shift for ministries like theirs. In answer to the fast-growing church and the related heresy problems, church leaders are launching Bible training centers for laymen all over the country.
This is their attempt to help train and equip lay ministers. These individuals come usually from the countryside, sometimes for 1 month, sometimes up to 6 months at a time, to get specific training.
Berkland says seminaries offer a degree while the training centers offer certification. That means, though, there's a new ministry need.
Chinese Christians are able to get training if they so choose to get training. The need that we see is that they don't have enough teachers and trainers to be able to conduct all the courses that they would like to provide for these lay pastors, and that's where China Partner wants to come in and help and serve these local churches.
Meanwhile, Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says their newest project is resourcing public libraries in Africa.
We expect the Rwanda shipment to arrive within 30 days from today, and the Ugandan project has been up and running now for about 45 days.
Palmerton says resourcing libraries is one way to reach people with the hope of Christ who may never have heard of either Christ or CRI before. They're excited about the potential for outreach in the near future.
They have realized in Uganda that the only way that they see of stemming the AIDS epidemic is through Christian beliefs. That is why they ask missionary Kim to establish the library there with Christian books.
That's 20,000 volumes of shipment. CRI needs Bibles, books, and bucks. Use literature to send and the funding to get them there. Go to our website for details. And the Ministry of Christian World Outreach in Haiti has been impacted severely by the ongoing political instability. Many ministry activities haven't taken place as usual. Last year's vacation Bible school programs had to be held without the American volunteers who usually help out and shower love and kindness on the children. But this year, CWO is hopeful for a change. There are still openings for their short-term trip in late July to help with the VBS. Go to our website for information on that trip. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today. It's a free gift that we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. It's available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.